Blog Talk Radio.
I wash the dishes, which somebody's got to do. You know,
But here a few weeks ago, I moved back. Like I said, Dad and I came and we brought my stuff back to the apartment here. And kind of got my stuff back in here so I could get going with another semester of college, which has been an answer to prayer. I kind of went through some things over the summer that kind of I wasn't sure if I would make it back. But like I said, it's an answer to prayer to be back. So continue to pray for me over the semester that I don't let any problems that would prevent me from being here for future semesters. Kind of my deal there. We have a funny event going on this past, just kind of kick off the first week of school. On Tuesday night, we had a cookout along with a little meeting to kind of go over some rules, but everything. We had a little cookout. Wednesday night, we came back from church. They had some ice cream. Actually, we had some ice cream sundaes and brownies and whatnot. And then we kind of hung out and did that. Then Thursday night, we went, of course, had a great night of bowling. That was a great time. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed getting to go bowling. And then last night, we went to the movies like that, which that was, the movie we saw was really good. It was well worth it. Went to a late night movie. That was awesome. So we've just been doing a lot of fun stuff. Just really getting into the semester, I had some great room. I think I was going to be here in my apartment this semester. So it's like it's going to be awesome. I'm proud of everyone that is part of this. So it kind of gets boring just being me talking to people. Please call in. Crazy. You don't have colors. Now, every morning I send out a verse. If I've got your number, you might also be in my little Facebook messaging group that I've titled Verse Today, but where you get that same verse. But the verse that I sent out today was, I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Psalms 16:8 from the New King James Version. Now, that's a really good verse. We got to learn how to keep God first in our life. Put him in front of us. Not behind us. He might be behind us. Keep him forefront of our minds. So, I really have enjoyed. I do enjoy sending out those verses every morning. I think that's a great way to start your day with a verse. In your, your phone, text messaging inbox. But if I'm not, haven't been receiving the verses, and you would like me to, and you're not in that Facebook messaging group, or I haven't gotten getting a text message with the verse, want me to send it to your phone, all you got to do is send me your number. You can either email it to me at peyton.easdale@gmail.com or if you're on Facebook, just send me a private message with your number. I will put it in my phone so I can send it to you so I can make sure that you are getting those verses every morning. Now, if you get tired of seeing those verses, all you got to do is if it's been coming to your in a text message to you to your phone, all I got to do is send me a message saying, hey, please stop sending those to me. I'm just going to understand why you don't want those verses warning. But don't stop. You won't get those verses anymore. If you're in the Facebook message group, if you don't want to keep receiving those verses, all you got to do is remove yourself from that group and you will not get those verses anymore. The benefit of having that Facebook group is that if you don't want to see the verses, you just remove yourself from that group. You're out of that. It's not that easy. So understand, I'm just trying to put that out there as a just kind of encouragement as people start their day, people start their work day. You know, there's people going back to school. So, hopefully we'll get to where we do some more of these episodes on a regular basis. Now, if there's a specific time that you think would work good for me to do these episodes, you can let me know, and I'll see if I can work that into my schedule so that you can be on the show, you can call in. I want to work with my callers. I want many people to be involved with this, you know. I don't want it just to be me. Coming up on about 15 minutes left of being live on the air, I'll go ahead and plug that number for y'all to call in. Hopefully we can get somebody. 215-383-5778. 215-383-5778. Call in and talk with us. I mean, if anything, I just want to hear from you. Now, please send us an email at easdalenews37@gmail.com if you would like to be a co-host. So I would love to have a co-host on the show. Like I said, send an email to easdalenews37@gmail.com. So if you would like to be a co-host, because then I can email you the information to be on the show with us. We can communicate that through email. And keep it kind of confidential, you know. That's kind of the deal there. I mean, I don't. If I give you the information, just you as a co-host, or that trust is maybe is me trusting that you won't tell any. Give it up to anybody else so they won't hack our account, hack our social media and everything. I want to go ahead and plug our website again. Remember, we do have a website. It's easdalenewsshow.weebly.com. easdalenewsshow.weebly.com. I'd like for you to follow us on Twitter as well. We're trying to rack up our Twitter followers, so please follow us on Twitter. Retweet anything that is tweeted. Favorite thing, let's get the word out that Easdale News is on Twitter. Remember, it's at Easdale News. Just want to remember, follow us on Twitter. Now, let's get Facebook. Send a plug for our Facebook, you know. Send us on Facebook. Look up Easdale News Show. Send a friend request. We'd love to get to know you. There's a way to get to know you. If there's nothing else, you can just go on our. We do have just a page that you can go on. The Easdale News Show. You can just like it. We'd love to. We need to get our fan base. Grow our fan base there. So just like that. Get that page, you get a little like. Like it is, go on that page, click that like button. easy. And we just gained another follower, another fan. So just continue to do that. Some of you might have seen me wearing shirts that say Ezel News. If you'd like one, I can get in touch. I can might be able to work something out. We can probably get either more somehow or to get you one of those if they're really really good. I just want to get the word out that I do these shows. Have more interaction. I mean, I just want to kind of grow this, you know. So I really think that we can do this. So keep this up, you know. I would love for people to get involved with this. Like I said, if you want to be a co-host, all you gotta do is send an email to ezelnews37@gmail.com and more information will be sent to you. We just gotta know that you want. That's what you want. We're not gonna know unless you say something. No, which I think this has been a really good episode, which I really would like if maybe we could get more callers. I'm working on trying to it, you know. It's just an amazing thing. Coming up on 10 minutes, so we're no longer on the air. So if you would like we would love to have you on our show. There's going to be some great things or events coming up in the future that we would love for you to be a part of. But looks like we're not going to have any callers yet again. We're getting down to the end here. Got about 10 minutes left until we're no longer live on the air. Let's keep everyone let's get the word out about this. So. So. I've enjoyed being on this show with y'all today. It's been a great show. So thanks for your part. It's turned off awful wet. So we're getting a little bit of rain now here in Florence. So, I guess rain is always an important thing. So, I guess we can be thankful for that one. I'd like to give a plug for something going on next Saturday. Next Saturday is the Heritage event. We'll be having Emmy Lou Harris coming. So I don't know if you can still buy tickets or not, but nothing else, you can talk to Brittany McGuire. Send an email to bmcguire@hcu.edu, and she can get you information on that. It's a great way for Heritage to make some money. That's the way they make a good bit of their money, besides donate, just flat out donation. The Heritage, so come out to that. It's great. And that's a great event. I'll be there, so you come see me and hey. If you want to learn more about the show, see me, and you're interested in learning more about the show, we'd ask you about that. But for the most part, I'll be there helping, so I'm not going to answer a whole lot of your questions, but I can do what I can. Shoot an email shoot an email to ezelnews37@gmail.com if you have any questions about the show, and we'll get back with you. Or just send a message to Ezel News Show, and we'll reply back. We'll reply back to you in answer to your question. Florence is a great place to be. It's kind of unusual being away from my family, but sometimes we got to do what we got to do, you know. I'm kind of on 5 minutes left being on the air. I would love to thank all y'all for calling in. That y'all have gotten to be on our show today. Just remember, let's get our Twitter followers up. So make sure you let people know about Ezel News on Twitter. Tell them to follow @EzelNews. All they got to do is go on their Twitter account and search for Ezel News. And click the follow button. If we can get all right, we're at 205 followers. If we can get 300 to 400 followers, we'll we'll do a follower spree where all those we haven't followed, we'll follow them. A good way to get followed by you is retweet our stuff. This way you'll get noticed. An easy way to get noticed is just retweet stuff. Just retweet it. That's kind of my advice to you there is just retweet it. I hope everyone in North Alabama is enjoying a good little rain shower, a little showering. Works good, doesn't it? So, we have enjoyed. I have enjoyed getting some time with y'all on this show today. It's been very productive. I know we haven't had any actual callers, but it's still been very productive. Just remember the verse that I sent out earlier. I'll read it to you again. It says, I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Psalm 16:8, New King James Version. Can remember that. Remember our website, ezonewshow.weebly.com. Check that out. Got all your links to everything on there. I mean, it's just kind of a good way to reach out. You can message us through the website. One thing I failed to mention is that you can send us a message through that website. There's no good way if you have a question. There's a way to get a hold of us. But if you have my cell phone number, which I'm not giving it out loud on the show here, because no telling who listens to these shows. And I don't want just anyone having my number, but if you have it, feel free to text me or call me, and I'll get back with you. Because I'm always wanting to talk to people about the show and get the word out about it and get more people involved. This is internet radio. This is not your typical radio. Most people, I guess, guarantee today, most people are listening to CDs or just they download songs off of iTunes or something like that, and they. To that, not many people listen to the radio anymore. But this is not your typical radio. This is internet radio. This is broadcast over the internet. We don't have an actual radio station, but we're broadcasting over the internet. We're on the interwebs. That clarifies me. The show's about to end in about a minute. We're about to play our outro song here, and hopefully we'll actually on our next episode have callers. If you were intending on calling in, but you just got busy and of course missed the show, we hate that, but we look forward to hopefully having you on our next episode, which stay tuned to our social media sites because that's where you will see the announcement of the next episode of when it has been scheduled. So, just kind of be looking forward to that. I thank you for listening. About 60 seconds, we'll be no longer streaming live. This is a 30-minute episode. The longest I can broadcast live is 30 minutes until I can get money to upgrade my account here with Blog Talk Radio. You can always go on our Blog Talk Radio site and listen to our past episodes. Like I said, these are recorded, but they are archived. So, just kind of pay attention to that. About 20 seconds till we are no longer alive. And the video, the song that I'm going to play here, the outro is Goodbye by Emilio Harris. It'll be at the Heritage event. All right. We thank y'all for joining us, and see y'all next time.
Thank you.